Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a deal with a dude.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rowe Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Turn up your phones, tablets, radios, or whatever it might be, because it's time to turn up the volume with the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. It's your resident, Map of the South, Mom to Little Donna's with my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia and Rich Sister. Tonight, we ask the question, why do some people view black women in power as intimidating? We have our fitness and health tips and our inspirational quarter as well. So let's do this.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, we both know the truth. If it were the real me and you, this wouldn't be the right thing to do. Now the room is so hazy, we're too lost in the fumes. I feel like it's just me and you. Yeah, we got nothing to lose.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272 if you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna, or my co-host, Rich Sister. Hey, Rich Sister, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. And I know Dr. Prince O'Day, she was here. So, Dr. Prince O'Day, will you get back in? Just shout at us, because I know your phone dropped. But how's your week been, Rich Sister?
It's been good. It's been good. How's your week?
It's been busy.
Oh.
Busy, busy, busy. Like nonstop. I thought that, you know, with the summer vacation, supposedly, that things would slow down a little bit with the girls, but no, it's still going full speed. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Just wait until they get older. It's going to be even more stuff.
Oh, no. Hopefully by that time they're old enough to drive themselves. So, how's the weather where you're at?
Oh, nice thing here.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice and sunny.
Oh, wow. We've been having storms all week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's storming right now. I'm like, oh, my goodness, please don't let my phone drop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, again, welcome to all those that's listening to our show tonight. And I thought for tonight's topic, we could ask the question, why are some people intimidated or they feel like black women in leadership or in corporate America are intimidating? Now, the reason I decided to do this topic is because I am a manager at my job. And one day, just out of the blue, one of my employees, he goes, Tanya, you're intimidating. I was like, what? I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, well, you know how you black women can be. When you say something, y'all could be so domineering about it. I was like, and that makes us intimidating?
The manager,
he made
the owner. The manager.
Hey, Dr.
Princess Odelia.
Oh, hey, how are you? Sorry. I'm just
your
talking
phone dropped.
And you guys. Pardon?
Did your phone cut out?
Yes, it did. It went right out. I didn't even realize that it was out. And then when I came back in, I didn't even realize that I was off mute. I was talking. How is everyone?
We're doing good. How are you?
I am doing so awesome. So awesome. You know, we've kicked off a movement here in Detroit. We're really, really happy about it. It's called Take Back the D. So in a minute, we're going to have website information, Facebook information. We're so excited. One of my business partners and actually clients just was on the news the other night talking as a result of some very horrible things that took place in Detroit. They were, I want people to visit if they can. They can go online and check out the free press. It's free and then P.com, freep.com. Check it out. Also, Fox 2 News, where they came in and we're getting the Skypers. The Skypers, the Scrappers, not the Skypers. Look at me, guys. I mean, the Scrappers. The Scrappers have been coming and going on top of the building, the businesses, and taking the copper from the AC. And as a result, it's causing for businesses to come out of Detroit. But since we're talking about transforming Detroit, as my movement indicates, right, we have business owners that are stepping up and making it happen. And one of my business partners, he is the wealthiest business owner outside of, I'm going to say Dan Gilbert. Not Dan Gilbert, but yeah, Dan and those guys. Anyways, in Detroit. And I'm going to tell you, he's the wealthiest African-American investor in America, as noted. And in Detroit, he's by far. And they have cost him $3 million. So today, we got him on the news. They've been identified. We're getting these little scrappers. They make $200 per scrap. So they made the other night about $800. And they caught my client just the other night. Think about it. $60,000. So it's been a mess. But right now, we started a movement. Sunday morning is going to be on Fox 2 for everybody who's in Michigan. We're excited. We're taking back the D. The criminals, unfortunately, robbers are getting killed in the D right now. If you come and break in somebody's house if you want to, you just might get killed because a whole lot of them been killed or caught. That's one of those. Either get killed or caught in Detroit. So I don't care what anybody say. They can talk about Detroit all they want, but they cannot say that we are not going through a transformation, because that's exactly what's happening. We're taking it back. And now he got on Fox 2 the other night and said he's putting up, and he had a meeting today, or the other day, yesterday, with the individuals that are going to put fault on top of the building. So guess what? You come on top of the building and try to steal another piece of the copper from the AC and have businesses leaving our buildings, et cetera. You're going to be zapped, and you're going to be electrocuted. And unfortunately, it just might kill you, so you better stay away. So that's what we're doing. We are taking back the D. So we want you guys to join the movement on Facebook, TakeBackTheD.com. That's what's up. All right, I'm done. I'm advocating taking back the D. From
all
the
right. Okay. Well, Richard and I were just getting ready to go into our topic. We're talking about why do some people feel like Black women who are in corporate America or might be in leadership are intimidating. And I was telling her the story about my coworker last week, because I'm the manager for my job. And he just out of the blue, he told me, Tanya, you're intimidating. And I looked at him and said, what? And I said, explain yourself. Tell me why you think I'm intimidating. And he says, well, you know how you Black women can get? You know, when you tell us to do something, it's almost like you're commanding a soldier or an army. And I looked at him and said, so women of other ethnic backgrounds, you don't think they do the same thing? And he goes, no. He goes, Black women, y'all have this attitude about you that you just, it's either do it my way or get out. I was like, okay. So I thought that tonight we could talk about why some people feel like we're intimidating if we're in power. I mean, I didn't think I was intimidating, and I went and I asked all the other coworkers. I said, be honest, do I intimidate you? And it was half yes and half no. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess
I'm intimidating. People did think that you were intimidating. Were they women or men? Now, that's another key question. Was it predominantly women or predominantly males?
It was predominantly males that said it.
You know what? Okay, okay, this is the other part of that question. Were the males that were intimidated, were they Black or white or Asian or of other ethnicity?
They were mixed. There was Black ones, white ones. It was a mixture of them.
What would you say was the majority?
The majority Black.
All right. Okay. Okay, is it a vast majority or a very, very, you know, which one?
If I had to say a ratio, I would say 6 to 1.
6%?
6 to 1. That's the ratio.
Oh, 6 to 1?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so 6 to 1. Well, this is what I am going to say. I don't know. I am known for a lot of times. I don't know. If I were to speak from a Black woman's perspective and being successful and dealing with Black men, I have found it to be that, yes, a lot of Black men will find or assume me to be not approachable or nervous to approach me because they may feel like they don't meet the standard or a standard that they think that I have that I don't have any, you know, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Because what I find that most women, and first of all, I want to give everybody the noise here in the background. I am in Royal Oak, and Andiamo's in Royal Oak, fabulous place. We're lingering from happy hour, and we've had a fabulous time, and we're celebrating Taking Back the D. So I want everybody to go to Taking Back the D on Facebook, like it, if you are from Michigan, and even if you're not, because guess what? The whole objective and motive is take back your community. That's where we stand. We want you to feel happy to take back your community, for your businesses, and for your families and community. That's what it's all about. Okay, so...
I think her phone went out again. And, my sister, I was going to say, he made the comment. He goes, he told me, he said, if he was to meet Michelle Obama as just a regular African-American woman walking down the street, if he saw her across the street, he would not approach her because he would look at her and go, oh, well, no, if I say hi, she might bite my head off or something like that. So even with Michelle Obama, he feels like she's intimidating. I'm like, I don't look at her that way. Maybe because I'm a black woman myself, and I'm like, there's no way she could be intimidating. So, I don't know. Do you have you got that before? Have you had that experience with someone? Not about me.
Not about me. But yeah. I don't know if it's, you know, because certain things that I guess black women went through, and they, you know, I know we got this, like, about the strong back woman, which, true that, we did have to be strong because of certain things that we went through.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, intimidating thing, I, I don't know what to quite say about that. Because I think that within people's perceptions, you know, because of what they went through.
Right.
So maybe these people dealt with black women before that seemed on that level, so they loop us all together.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
That's been around for generations. You experience something by a couple people, and you just lump everybody into one, you know, some.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know.
Yeah, so. I will say that, you know, when I'm at work and I'm in that business atmosphere, that I expect certain things to be done. I expect to be done a certain way. And I will step up and put my foot down and say, look, you know, you got to get it done. This is your job. If you don't get it done, you can go home. This is not social hour. Stop playing. Get your job done. So maybe in that sense, he thought I was being intimidating because out of all the managers we have, I'm probably the only one that's the most strict, that's the most tough. But at the same time, I get the job done. So I don't know if maybe he was looking at it from that perspective.
Well, maybe.
But it just maybe
can't get away
out.
With nothing with the other ones, huh?
You can't
get away.
Yeah.
I mean, with some with the other ones, but not
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but with me. No, not with me. With me, I've got eyes in the back of my head. I know what's going on all the time. And I keep telling them, I said, look, that's just because I'm a mom. When you're a mom, you have eyes everywhere. You hear everything, you see everything. So there's nothing you can do that I don't know.
Yeah, don't hate on our maternal abilities.
Right, right. So, you know, it just
makes sense. Women's intuition, they say, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, but to me, I don't think it's just no... I think they think that about all women in general. You really can't say just black women.
Okay.
You know,
I was thinking that too. That
I think,
like,
they
would
find Hillary Clinton intimidating. So I don't. I think that's. I wouldn't put a color on it. I think they think that about some people think about that. About all women in power.
And it shouldn't be that way, because it's like, okay, if you have a man in power, no one ever looks at him as being intimidating. It's like, okay, he's got the leadership role. You put a woman in the same position, and all of a sudden, oh my goodness, she's a scary beast. It's like, why have a double standard? Why can't we get the same respect as the men?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. When you talk about respect as the men, we're not viewed as the same. Hello. men are men and women are women, okay? Well, somebody's from Venus and somebody's from Mars. I don't know. We're from different places. But that's what they say. But this is what I'm telling you. It's still important for us to understand that at the end of the day, we're all human. We should be treated alike. But the stigma is a woman. I don't subscribe to this, but you know, in a paraphrase, a woman is the one that's in the kitchen, okay? And the woman, I think our world is still trying to grab hold of the fact that a woman does make money and a woman is an entrepreneur and a woman is, she does, she can do it if she puts her mind to it, very close to what a man does, but at the same time, she will never be a man. It's important for us to teach our women that, you know, yeah, we understand that, but don't develop this arrogant attitude of a man, you know, as giving yourself credit or whatever. You know, I'm trying not to sound like I'm demeaning either person, either sex.
Mm-hmm.
A woman has to understand, and I've seen this, women get independent, quote unquote, and then they go on a date and want to take over the date. Don't want the man to talk. Don't want. They want to pay the bill. They want to pull out their own share. They want to do, you know, not to say that if you do those things that you are trying to be a man, but the point is, do not lose your ladyism, okay?
Uh-huh,
that's what we have to realize. Don't lose your ladyism. Be a lady and be proud to be a lady and don't boss up because you think you make a little money. That's what has created this stigma and this situation with men, where they feel intimidated or it appears as though they are intimidated. We have to check ourselves. You know, we lost the ladyism. You're not a man.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't care how strong you are.
Yeah.
You're not a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can definitely see that.
I haven't been on a date.
But as soon as I asked me, I'd be like, okay, you can pay. I'm coming, but you can't. I would gladly step back.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
don't look at it as stepping down or stepping back. You're a woman.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm not going to be comfortable in your femininity.
So comfortable where if somebody say step down, you're not jumping on them, or if somebody say step back, you're not correcting. That's when you're confident, when you can say, you can say that, but I'm not, you know, you didn't move me because I'm so confident in myself, I already know that you cannot possibly be implying that you're better than me or something. Not possibly, you know what I'm saying? So we have to be so confident enough where the words don't bother us like that. Women trip. Don't say submissive. Huh? If a man even used the term submissive, God bless you. Okay, all kind of Hail Marys and crosses on that one. Good luck making it to the car when you're done, or the truck, or whatever you're driving. Just don't say submissive. Okay, and don't
with
say
all women
submissive.
Across the board. We just don't like that word. We don't. Submissive? No.
But see, that's where the lack of knowledge comes, because if you have knowledge, if you have wisdom, and you have the confidence that it claims to have, then that won't move you. Because you know you. If you know you are excellent at something, if somebody comes up and says something that is demise, that would demise your excellence in that area, it will probably go over your head because, what? They can't be talking about me. Because you're confident in what you are. How confident are you? Because if it bothers you, then how confident are you? You obviously were at a point that you could waver in your even perception of yourself. So then you got to ask yourself, how confident are you? Are you a confident woman? Or are you insecure? Are you trying to prove a point by being who you are? Or are you just you and all that in a bag of chips and you know it? Because if you know it, there is no argument. What is there to argue about something that is? There isn't.
But there's that fine line, too, because you don't want, a woman should not be cocky about, you know, her success. But at the same time,
you said,
Wait a minute, you say, oh, okay, you don't want her to be cocky.
Yeah.
Okay, don't worry about
she shouldn't be cocky. She doesn't want to be cocky and come off with that I am all that attitude at the same time, especially if she's, you know, on a date with the guy. That's going to make her look intimidating. If she's sitting there,
yeah,
you know, with this cocky attitude.
Yeah, because,
yeah, you
know
what? You
want to... Really?
What were you going to say, Rich Sister?
Oh.
Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's one thing that you pointed out right there. Like you said, when you're dating someone, because some women make the mistake of rolling off their rap sheet about what
mm-hmm.
they got.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the man just want to have
a conversation
to get to know you better. Do you like boobies? Do you like milkshakes? That kind of stuff.
Right.
But
and she's sitting here talking about how much money, how many figures she makes a year.
Yeah. I got my own house. I got my own car. I got my...
Yeah.
He's there for all that.
Yeah, and he's sitting at the table going, so what you need me for?
Exactly. Because men, that's one thing. They like to be, that's one thing I've heard, and I believe it's true, that they like to be needed, you know. And when a woman comes off like that, like you said, what you need me for?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I understand that a man needs to be needed, so I'm kind of laughing, but it just seems funny to me when that they need, that they can be needy, because sometimes some men, they're so needy, they're worse than a child. Stop
but
it.
You know what?
I can't deal with those. I'm like, you
men
got to
are, you know, men are big babies, okay? We understand
yes,
that. Actually, it's the cutest thing if you think about it. The ones that are angry, imagine them throwing a temper tantrum with their mom. They're angry because somebody hurt their little butts, okay? So now they're mad, they're angry, and, you know, jumping all around and like they're, you know, throwing a hissy fit. That's what the men do. I mean, there's no slight on them because at the same time, they're strong, and they need that little guidance from us. But they need a woman, not a woman trying to be a man. They need a woman, somebody who'll come in there, correct that little ego at the same time, know exactly what that man needs, that baby needs. You know when you say my baby? They know what that baby needs, right? At the same time...
And on that note, we have to go to our first break of the evening, but we will be right back, so sit tight.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch, go to a park or visit a zoo, help your child with their homework, sit down together for dinner, ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short, but the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Hi, this is Mom to Little Donna's with your fitness and health tip for the week. It's summertime, and we all know that means taking precautions to beat the summer heat. Did you know, though, most African Americans do not wear sunscreen? In a recent survey, 90% of African Americans polled said they do not use sunscreen. Listen, our beautiful dark ebony skin is just as much at risk of getting skin cancer as light skin. As a matter of fact, because of our dark skin, we tend to absorb sun rays more quickly. So, it's imperative we protect it. If you plan on being out in the sun longer than 15 minutes, then grab the sunscreen. There's no need for us to age quicker, look older, or have rubbery skin if it can be avoided. Black is beautiful, so let's keep it that way. This fitness tip can be found at www.ebonymagazine.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. And if you're now just joining us, the first part of our show, we asked the question, why do some people feel that women are intimidating, those that are in power or working in corporate America? And now that we're back from our break, we're getting ready to turn it over to Dr. Priscilla Delia for our inspirational corner. So, Dr. Priscilla Delia, the floor is all yours.
All right. I'm trying to get to a slightly quiet spot. Pardon me, please. I just want to say that tonight, I just feel compelled to speak to the woman out there who got this thing going on. You're single, you've been single for a while, and you may have a perception about a man that is not so favorable. I want to talk to the woman who's been abused. I want to talk to the woman who has this idea that every man has the intention to rob you of all that.
Uh-oh, I think her phone went back out again.
We're gonna have to take up a collection for her.
She's getting ready to get into
it. Anybody that wants to donate to the Dr. Princess Odelia phone drive, call the J Rao Network. The TJRS Radio Network.
Yes. The number is 347-850-1272. Just call in, tell Jay how much you'd like to donate, so we get Dr. Princess Odelia a new phone. My goodness. I don't know what she got, Sprint.
I think that's what she has, for real. I think that's what she has.
Oh, wow. She needs to go with Verizon or what's the other one? AT&T?
Track phone here. Track phone here.
Go. I got Cricket. But anyways, before we went to break, she made a comment about how that the woman that knows how to hold it down, but at the same time give her man what he needs. I agree with that, but at the same time, like I was mentioning before, I just can't handle with I have two kids already, so it's hard for me when I've got a grown man whining, and just, because that's what it sounds like to me. I'm sorry. It sounds like whining. I'm like, seriously? What are you complaining about? What are you whining about? And maybe that's why I'm single. I don't know. I just can't deal with it. I'm like, you are a grown man. Do what you need to do and stop whining and complaining about it. I've got my kids right here. I'm already trying to raise them. I'm not trying to raise you, too. That just ain't going to work for me. And maybe in that way, that makes me seem intimidating because I'm just not going to deal with it. I just can't. I don't know. I'm still waiting for the one that doesn't want to come along. So, I don't know, sister. What about you?
Well, I know just different things. I'm starting to just really learn about, like, the differences. I've been learning the last so years just about the differences between men and women, and I'm just starting to understand more.
Okay.
And it's just one of the things I'm in that place where I understand, because, I mean, you just got to respect the fact that God made man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some good things, traits about men that are good. It's traits about women that are good. And, you know, once they come together in the right way, it will work like a well-oiled machine.
Right,
and that's the main part people are coming together in all kind of crazy ways, any way but the right way.
Oh, you're right about that.
So, you know, so I'm just starting to just understand more.
Right.
But, but definitely to go back to that point about really being, like it was said before, know that it's okay, you know, you're in a position of power, but be a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some women do get caught up in thinking that they got to act masculine.
Oh.
And you don't. And that's any woman.
Right,
like I said,
right.
Take race off it. Any woman.
Yeah.
You can be comfortable in your femininity.
Mm-hmm. And what you're going back and saying, like, when she's on a date, you know, the man doesn't need to know everything that you have. He doesn't need to know that your car is paid for and that you live
right.
in a 6-bedroom house, whatever it might be. That's not what he's
yeah.
there for. You don't
do,
have to
do
flash
you, do
all
you like,
to him.
Let's get back to this. Do you like mixed milkshakes? Do
yeah,
you
like
movies? You know,
do you like walks on the beach?
What is your favorite color?
Because I'm quite sure before that man asks you out, he already knows what you have or what you don't have. He already has pretty much all the history about you as far as your finances go, because Google is very, very, very prevalent right now. I mean, you could look up anybody and figure out what the credit score is. So he already knows what all that's about. You don't need to go for saying, I got a 900 credit score rated, whatever.
Right.
He don't need to know that. He wants to get to know you on a personal level. So I can see if that is just, you know, like we're saying, those women, they can be intimidating. Nobody, no man wants to approach them because they're like, well, you got all that. What you need me for? They don't even know how to begin to talk to you. So just take it back a notch. Scale it back.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. My name is Jackie and you are? Start there.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
As far as, you know, working in the workplace, I think the one thing that still kind of bugs me is how, like, and I understand it will probably never be equal, but as far as, like, the pay, you will have a man in the same position as a woman, yet he gets paid double or twice the amount that she does. That right there is something needs to be done, because it's got to be equal somehow. And, again, I know that probably would never happen. It's just that bugs me. That's the one thing that really bugs me in corporate America, that you can have a woman in the same position as a man, but she will never get paid the same amount as a man. She will always be in a lesser scale. And I'm like, why? Why? But I don't know. That's a whole different topic right there.
Yep.
That's a whole different subject.
Yep.
347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272 if you'd like to call in and just give your sister and me your opinion on what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about women that can be intimidating because of the way they come off and how, why some people feel that way, especially in the corporate, in the workplace. I don't know. I like what you said earlier, my sister, about, you know, the mother instinct. Don't be knocking on our mother instinct. Because
exactly.
That is so true. It is
true. Well, yeah, just women's intuition.
Yeah.
We have it.
Mm-hmm.
All of
mm-hmm.
us.
Big time. There's not too much you can get away with us. Even if we don't say anything, we know. We might not say anything, but believe me, we know what's going on. Yeah, I one of my associates is talking about that. She knew that her husband was cheating on her. But she never said anything to him, because what she was doing, she was setting him up. And she was actually pretty smart the way she did it. She went and she approached the woman, you know, the other woman, and the other woman didn't even know that, you know, her husband was married. So the two of them, they hatched a plan to catch him, you know, in the act. So what she did, she called him one day when he was driving in his car, and had the other woman in the car with him. And they had already planned it out, you know, my friend and the other woman, so that when she called, the other woman would start talking, you know, out loud and try to embarrass him. And she said that her husband was sitting in the car telling the woman, be quiet, I got my wife on the phone. And she said, the other lady said, what? You're married? Your wife? What do you mean you have a wife? What is going on? So going back to that, that woman intuition thing, we will know 99.9% of the time. We know what's going on. We might not say anything. We may not act right on it. But believe me, we're planning something. We're gonna come around. So with that, be scared. You might want to be scared with that, because you don't know when we're gonna come off and hit you with something, with whatever it might be.
Yep. Exactly.
My voice is starting to go again. It's been coming and going all for the last 2 weeks.
I mean, have you been sick or something, or
that? And also with my youngest one, her dance, cheering and hollering and cheering
oh.
for her.
Oh, gotcha.
Doing the mommy thing. It's just, I had a full recover.
Oh.
Can't stop. Just keep on going.
Exactly.
But yeah, I guess we must have really lost Dr. Princess Odelia for good, because she hasn't came back.
Yeah, she... Yeah, I think she had her event, so.
Yeah. But I mentioned earlier about Michelle Obama and how, you know, my coworker is saying that he felt like she was intimidating. I don't look at her as being intimidating at all. She is a strong Black African American woman, yet at the same time, she knows where to take a back seat to her husband being the president. I've never looked at her as being intimidating. As a matter of fact, I looked at her as the leading example of how we as women, we should, you know, conduct ourselves. But I love her. I love Michelle Obama to death.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, she is the true example to me of womanhood. So, you know.
Yes. And you can see that she's trying to raise her daughters in the same manner, because anytime you see them, it seems like, you know, her daughters, they're always very ladylike, you know, when they're at events or whatever. And then when they're not at events, you know, they're just being their regular kid self. So even with that, she's setting a good example for her daughters. And like I said, I look up to her as the way I should be trying to raise my two.
Yep. It's awesome. But yeah, it's just we just gotta just be comfortable in our own skin.
Mhm.
That's just the bottom. I mean, I keep reverting back to that. Definitely be comfortable within yourself.
Right. And I'm not sure if it was you or Dr. Prince O'D that made the comment that sometimes when you have those women that feel like they have to say everything that's on their rap sheet, that they're trying to prove something, or they try to prove who they are, try to overcompensate, which is what they're doing. They're overcompensating. So it's like you have to find that balance where you're not being cocky and you're being ladylike, and you know, just still being able to hold it down without having to tell the whole world, hey, look what I'm doing. Because nobody wants to be around a woman that's like that.
at all.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I come across a few that are like that, and I don't know how anybody can handle them. Seriously, because I'm like, they're too much for me. I'm like, mm-mm.
Right. Simple, they don't. They on one side of the room, they on, everybody else is on the other. They don't deal with them.
Right, looking at them like, okay, don't
that's a good
cross
question
that
to ask. That's a good question to ask yourself. Do you find yourself, when you come up to people, they all of a sudden got somewhere else to be?
Yeah.
I mean, every time. Oh, yeah, you know what? I got an appointment. See, if you find everybody that you come across doing that kind of thing, it just may be you.
Mm-hmm. Something's wrong. You might want to double check yourself. Or even before you get to the group, they already start to scatter because they see you coming.
Yep.
They're like, uh-oh, here she comes. Let's go.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't think about that one. That's a good question to ask. That really is. Wow. What to ask yourself. When people see you, do they scatter or do they gather?
Right.
Do they gather around you want to talk or do they scatter away? My goodness.
Yep, the first thing you hear somebody say, you come up, well, time for me to go.
Yes. Be the one to clear the room. Wow. That's going to be a horrible feeling, though.
Well, if you recognize it, it ain't horrible.
Yeah,
if you're
true.
So full of yourself that you can't see nobody else.
Mm. My goodness.
You see, it must not be horrible. Because any real person with any kind of consideration for others would see it, but when you're so full of yourself, that's the whole point. You're not paying attention to nobody else.
Wow.
You really think they had somewhere to go. How about that?
Right, yeah.
Because otherwise, surely they would have stayed within the loveliness of me.
Mm. But you think somewhere along the line, that person would wake up and actually realize, wait a minute, what's going on? Somewhere in their lifetime, they would finally realize, hey, look, it's me, not everybody else, and find out that you're all alone.
Yeah, hopefully eventually majority people get to that. Some don't.
Wow.
Some don't.
I haven't come across a person like that yet. That bad.
Or maybe they fake it. They fake it. Maybe more so they fake it. Just for, you know, look's sake.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's more the truth.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. 347-850-1272 is our number. That's 347-850-1272. Oh, wow. It's time for our last break of the evening already. You know, I'm just giving out the number. Well, on that note, we're going to go to our last break of the evening. But don't go anywhere because for Sister and I, we will be right back.
If you missed the Jay Ryle Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, I got me and Jackie, we put the day before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and we're about to go. I'm about to take her to the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Oh, shoot.
She just,
whoa,
she
whoa,
she
what?
Step us club.
Mom,
she
wait a minute.
Club. That's breaking news. She's going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute.
Do not believe
in about
it.
An hour, you're going to be face-to-face with a ding-dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip
Jesus
club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding-dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to
see what you've been missing? The J. Rouse Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
I need someone that I'll look to in the lonely hour that we all go through. Give me comfort and love me through. In the lonely hour, I need you. I need you. I don't need jewels. No amount of riches will cover up these blues. I don't need the chances without a start anew. In the lonely
come to the end of another Ladies First Radio Show. This hour went by fast, as always. We made it through.
Yep. Great show.
But very
tonight.
Quickly.
Really great show.
Yeah, very quickly. What would you like to close us out with for tonight?
I mean, just pretty much what I've been saying all along, and I say it again. Be comfortable in your own skin. I mean, just, you know, be comfortable in your femininity. It's, you know, you don't have to keep trying to, you don't have to get in a position where you keep trying to prove yourself. Just stand still and rest in what God gave you.
Right, right. And maybe with that, the stigma or the stereotype of women in corporate America or in a leadership role being intimidating, maybe it will subside instead of, you know, men or the majority of men thinking that, oh, she's unapproachable, I can't talk to her, as soon as I go and try to say something to her, she's going to snap my head off. We don't want to feed into that stereotype. We want to try to get rid of that. And as you were saying, just be yourself, but at the same time, know when to be a lady and step back and let the man handle things sometimes. And this is for my dear, dear co-host, Dr. Crystal Delia. If she goes back and listens to the show, something else we as women, we don't want to do is dominate the conversation. We don't want to be talking the entire time. We want to let the other person talk and get a word in if we're on a date, because that will turn a man off too. You just sit there, you yep. just talk, and he's like, okay.
Right.
Dr. Prince Cecilia, I love you, but girl, I have to tell you, sometimes you got to scale it back. You got to scale it back a little bit. You talk too much. Well, Miss Sister, thank you for joining me here on the show again. I hope you have a good weekend.
Always. I
will. For all those that joined us tonight, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening
and
to our show.
And thanks to Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Oh, yes. We also got to say thank you to Jay. And do not forget to tune in tomorrow night to the Jay Rouse Show. What time? 6 Eastern Standard or 6?
Well, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, that's it. That's it. If you have had a hard week, you need to tune in to the show, because these guys, they will always have you laughing. You will crack a rib laughing so hard. Everyone have a wonderful, safe weekend, and we will see you back here on Ladies First Radio Show next Friday. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
sister.
Good night. And good night, Jay.
Bye. Good night, Jay. Bye.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.